Remember when the angels sang at the very first Christmas, "Angels from the Realms of Glory"? Well, there's a reason we love Christmas music. It's because God invented it. And today on Insight for Living, we have the distinct privilege of hearing a spectacular performance by the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra. We invite you to sing along or just sit back and take it in. This is your opportunity to let your heart be filled with joy. Let yourself revel in the words of the prophet Isaiah, who said, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Yes, joy to the world, the Lord has come. You're listening to a Christmas concert brought to you by your friends at Insight for Living. Next up, this magnificent celebration from the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra called The Bells of Christmas.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Performed by the Stonebriar Community Church and Orchestra, that's The Bells of Christmas. And now it's your turn. Please feel free to lift your voice and sing along as we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Coming from the Worship Center at Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas, you're listening to a special Christmas edition of Insight for Living. We're so glad you joined us for this celebration today. You know, Christmas music appeals to singers of every age. And without question, this next song is a favorite across every generation.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
You're listening to a special Christmas edition of Insight for Living, featuring a concert presented by the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra. You know, the silence of that sacred night long ago was broken when the angel declared these words, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people." And at that moment, a spontaneous concert broke out. The angels started praising God with their voices. Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today.
Lord most holy, Lord most holy, we worship and adore you, O holy child of heaven, O God incarnate, one with Holy Spirit and with the Father, we lift our songs of praise to thee, redeeming love has set us free. Christ is born. Christ is born.
renowned soloist David Gashin singing Christ is Born. You're listening to a very special edition of Insight for Living, and our thanks to the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra for this magnificent concert. To listen to this program again or share the music with a friend, go to insight.org. Well, our teacher, Chuck Swindoll, will bring a closing thought in just a moment, so please stay with us. If you'd like to learn more about this ministry, we invite you to visit us online at insightworld.org. Right now, let me remind you that this daily Bible program and all of its companion resources are prepared just for you. And we love getting your emails and phone calls because we love hearing your stories. For instance, this one said, "Chuck, my story is a long and sordid one that would take entirely too much time to tell. Suffice it to say, my past looks much like the battlefields that I've personally seen in the Middle East. Ironically, listening to your program has gotten me through many sleepless nights and chaotic days in those countries. Chuck, your program has helped me fight the spiritual battles that have plagued me for so long. From one soldier to another, God bless you for all you do." Well, on behalf of this gentleman and countless others like him, we want to say thank you to all those who give generously. God is using your generosity to reach people, many of whom live in lonely places, with the comfort of His Word. And now, here's Chuck.
Time has a way of distilling the truth. The issues that seemed a little fuzzy in our 20s and 30s came into complete focus in our 60s, 70s, and 80s. Well, in October, I passed another birthday, and I'm here to profess that God is faithful. The one whom I embraced as a young man has never once let me down. In fact, as I remained committed to a long obedience in the same direction, my trust in my God was fortified by the promises He continually kept. We're coming to yet another milestone. It's December 31st, which marks the end of another ministry year for Insight for Living Ministries. God has been magnificently faithful to this media ministry that aired its first broadcast back in 1979. And now, I want you to look back and reflect on God's faithfulness to you. Do you remember the time when He entered your life and extended His amazing grace to you? Do you recall the first time you sensed God's grace through Insight for Living? Well, as you reflect, I'm asking you to reciprocate, to express your gratitude by giving a generous year-end gift. We will continue to do our part. What I'm asking you today is to do your part. In fact, I covenant with you to keep teaching God's Word with the same passion and the same focus you've come to expect from me, with a track record that dates back to our very first broadcast in 1979. At Christmas time, we celebrate the humble arrival of God's Son, Jesus, in Bethlehem. As Mary laid her precious baby in the manger, the fullness of grace bloomed like a rose, later to be crushed for all our sins, its heavenly fragrance released. Now it's up to us, you and me, to keep spreading that fragrance of grace all around the world. So let's give generously together, so all might come to know and receive God's greatest gift to us, His one and only Son.
Thanks, Chuck. By responding today, you can be the one who delivers this gift of grace to a listener in need. Jot down this contact information. To give online, go to insight.org/donate. Or if you prefer, you can call us. If you're listening in the United States, call 800-772-8888. That's 800-772-8888. We look forward to hearing from you soon. I'm Bill Meyer. Tomorrow, Chuck Swindoll describes the sacred moment when an angel spoke to Mary. Be sure to join us Thursday here on Insight for Living.